Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 5th Europe Orient Documentary Film Festival of Tangier in Morocco. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Souhaib El Ouassani and Jamal Souissi. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome in Morocco and in Tangier. We are glad to see you with us.
I'm very happy to be here.
Well, first of all, I'm very happy that our attaché de presse, Brigida, thought about you and she proposed Fred Radio to come. So we discussed Souhaib and me, and we enter in internet to see who is Fred Radio, and we found it's a big radio because it's all over the world. So we say this is the best thing we can do. We will have a radio with us that is present everywhere. And then we start listening to your radio before you come because we needed to know more. And seriously, the first time I hear a radio has a specialization in movies, which is great.
Well, thank you very much. I think radio and cinema work well together because they were both born at around the same time, and because one, for a certain period of time, had voice and the other one had images. So now, in a festival like this, I feel the importance of capturing sounds and images and use that to be for an exchange of cultural values and stories and perspectives.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I used to do radio before. I worked in France Culture and I worked in Morocco for 3 years doing programs about movie, theater, opera, and all that stuff. But I think that for me, when the radio came, everyone was doing his own cinema in his own mind because he was receiving voices, images that the voice gave them, and they imagined the movie in the mind. When the image as cinema starts, it's confirmed that the sound will stay always present and is the most important in a movie, any movie, fiction or feature or documentary. Sometimes we need to hear voices. Without that, we lose something, you know. So I remember when Orson Welles has done his famous play on the radio station and everybody thought that it was something happening really. So radio is very, very magic and also can be very dangerous.
And Orson Welles also lived in Morocco for a while.
Oh, yes, our first Oscar come with the movie has done in Sawira because when they asked him which country are representing, tell them, oh, what? Morocco.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had the first Oscar in Cannes at that time.
That's right.
With Orson Welles.
And now that takes us back to the festival that we're at here. A wonderful, very powerful festival, I think. And we have the festival director with us right now. But for those who do not know what this festival is, what can you tell them?
Europe Orient Documentary Film Festival is a festival who was born and created in 2013, me and my friend Abdullah Abu Awad and Damoun and Jamal, we were there and thinking about creating something who can get connection with people from everywhere in the world. And okay, we had the idea to create a small festival, documentary film festival. Why documentary? Because I am a documentary film producer, and Abu Awad is an academic in documentary. Damoun Abdullah is also a script writer in documentary. Then and Jamal is our big man in feature and documentary, and it was an idea first, and now here it is. I think we can get more, better and better and better. And now in 2017, now we are in the 5th edition of the festival, and the festival contains 10 in competition, 10 films in the competition. Since he was created, it was it was 10 films and now it is 10 films because we think that competition must be not too big, very short, little films, so people can see it, can follow and capture, no? The images, and also discuss the films. This is very, very important. But the festival was getting bigger and bigger, but in transversal, horizontally, no, not vertically. We have many workshops. We have many exhibitions and many things in parallel, in panorama films and something like that.
So, fifth edition of the festival, and one of the things that, of course, I noticed right away from the name of the very name of the festival is the Europe Orient part. So, when I started watching films in this in the competition of this year's program, I realized that they were telling stories that I did not know at all. Like, there are stories that we don't hear on the side of the world that I lived most of my life. And it's, you know, I guess that shows that documentary is a powerful medium through which to communicate these things with other, and cultures can communicate with each other.
Yes, it is true. This was the meaning in the when we created this documentary film festival. We think that we are in Morocco, and in Tangier especially, we are the best people or the best people who can be or represent the bridge between Europe and Orient. We know European mentality maybe more than than all people of over the world. We see the European television, European radios. We know their mentality, and we know our mentality. Then we have a double identity, double culture. We can play this role to be in the middle between Orient and Europe, and we do films about Europe. I make films about Europe and Orient. I know the issues, what is happening now in Europe. We know exactly why, what it is happening, and what are the problems. Then we are capable to play this role. And this is why we invite people from Europe. For example, select a film, for example, I write to the director or to the producer, your film is selected, but someone has to come with the film. If he will not come in, your film will not be selected, because we want the film and the people behind.
And the discussions.
And the discussions also.
Yeah.
This is very important for us.
We are in Tangier, in Morocco. And I think even historically, culturally, it was a meeting ground for cultures. But also, what is the film situation in Morocco in general, but in particular Tangier? And what makes it a special place for this festival?
Well, as Suhaib said, that Tangier is a window on Europe. You know, you can see Europe from your house in Tangier. We're just 11 miles from Europe, and we share the same sea, same water. So we can share the images also. And what we notice is not only from now, it's a long time ago, that Europeans don't know anything about us, but we know a lot about them. So we decide to make them knowing little by little about Orient, about us. Of course, there are many people that are coming from Europe, from all over the world, to stay in Tangier for many reasons, especially cultural, artistical reasons. And also, it's a real international bridge between many continents. So, cinema, movie in Tangier, I can say in Morocco, but in Tangier, it's very important. A lot of movies have been shot here, you know, and produced here. So Moroccan cinema or Moroccan movies, we are not like other people. They have possibilities to do many films, and they have an industry that's going on. We are now about 24 movies a year for a country like Morocco. We are the number one in Arab world. It was Egypt, but now we are before them. And what's very important in Morocco, that a lot of people, they are very interested by documentary films, you know. A lot of youngs, they do that. Now we start having schools teaching documentary. We have schools teaching cinema, generally cinema. And we see, and I think that Moroccan people, they are very clever to think that image is the base. When I say image, of course, sound also go with. And a lot of young people, they are more interested in day on documentary than features. And because we are the most important festival of this kind of movies in Morocco. And why documentary and not other? Because others, they exist, but documentary, nobody take care of that. And it's very, very important for not only us, for all the people all over the world. So we would like also that our images go there. Yeah. You know, so this is the most goal for this festival. I mean, this is the goal. This is the why we are here. And of course, when we talk about festival, it means that there is something going on in creating and doing movies around, because we have Doc Lab, where we in workshops, we are forming people in writing for documentaries. And every year, we have more and more people that they want to be part of this festival for that reason.
Yes, I think that's with you and with Brigitta and with other reporters and journalists, we can achieve our goal to be there in Europe and to be heard there in Europe, and that European people can come here and can cross the bridge. It is very important to cross the bridge, because there in Europe, people are afraid, no? Because media is making people very afraid of each other. The windows were open all over the world. When we go now to Europe, we see plurality. We see many people from all over the world. But yes, there is some problems, some issues, but media is making focus over these problems and make it very big. And politicians, they take this things and they use it to have votes, you know. And we want to open these windows, and we want to make more bridges. We want you to come here and to see what is happening here. It is not a bad thing to cross the bridge. When we cross this bridge, you will change your stereotypes and your mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was invited, I certainly wanted to cross that bridge. And hopefully I will have many more chances to do that. And I totally agree with everything you said. And I want to congratulate you, because this is a really wonderful festival. Thank you very much for inviting me. And thank you very much. Yes?
I want just to say, Marhaban fi Tanja kulli am.
Which?
So I say it in Arabic, we are speaking in English, but you see, we need to exchange not only images, even languages. So I say welcome every year in Tangier.
That's right. I definitely agree with that too. Thank you very much for talking with Fred Film Radio.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.